live right now. Hey, we're live. Everybody got me? Live. Let's go, baby. Every man do their job. 111. Playoff caliber defense. Let's go. No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Sean McDermott Show, presented by ECMC and Kaleida Health, the official health care providers of the Buffalo Bills. We're pleased to join Sean McDermott once again. Sean, recap the big win in Pittsburgh. It was the second primetime game you guys had, the big Thanksgiving Day game, and then, of course, the Sunday night football that was flexed in because everybody wants to see what you guys are doing here in Buffalo. Is it a kind of a statement win to show up on a night like that and get five turnovers defensively, hold that team to 10 points, and get the win?
Yeah, I mean, it was, and it is, and I could use some rest, you know.
Yeah.
So, we enjoy the primetime games. It's hopefully becoming more of the norm. It doesn't help coaches planning for the next week or getting rest, but it's good for our players. It's good to get recognized as an organization and to play well in those games.
Well, you knew that they had a young, inexperienced quarterback going in, but they do have one of the best, most veteran offensive lines, and yet still, your defensive front cranked out a bunch of sacks, four sacks, five turnovers, four more interceptions, and held them to 51 yards net rushing. You got to be really proud of your front, defensive front, as well as your whole squad.
And it starts, you hit it, Steve, it starts up front.
Right.
And it's hard to play well as a defense or really as an offense if you don't play well up front. And the challenge was to our front, and they really responded at a high level.
Yeah, and they came through with some big plays and really set the tone, or even on that opening drive. It turned into kind of a long punt on that third and nine.
Yeah.
Still, a turnover is way better than a punt return, isn't it?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, one of which, for when you're going against a young quarterback, that gets in his head a little bit, and I think it did, and it kind of just snowballed from there.
You talk about that interception. Just shout out to Tre'Davious White. He had two interceptions on the game. I thought he was going to take one to the house. You know, but his play has really been a cornerstone for what your defense has been able to do all over the field.
Right, and he's really taken a huge step this year as a pro, and that was a pivotal point in the game. They were driving a little bit. They may have been up at that point as well. And Tre'Davious made a huge play, great call by Coach Frazier, and we were one away from scoring on defense, so that's still out there.
Right.
We've got to do that this year.
Right. Well, you're 14 games into this season, 15 weeks, and you got a quarterback in Josh Allen that got a lot of fourth quarter comebacks. He's got a great quarterback rating in the fourth quarter, doesn't throw interceptions in the fourth quarter, throws some touchdowns in the fourth quarter. I mean, he really seems to have that clutch gene. How much confidence does that give your team to have a young guy like that playing with such confidence at those critical moments?
Well, it's huge. In a lot of ways, for young players, there's boxes you want to be able to check.
Right.
And some of those critical moment games and having success in the critical moments of games, in this case the fourth quarter, you want to be able to check that early in someone's career, and we're able to do that with Josh at this point.
And so much about what's talked about with this team is the culture you've built, and you got a chance to see a glimpse of it once again when Josh Allen found Tyler Croft. It's a testament, I got to tell you, to your coaching staff. You got a guy like Tyler Croft, got one target, hasn't contributed much, doesn't get many snaps, but when he gets in there, his number was called, he was ready, they executed, game-winning touchdown, at a time when that's the only chance he got to contribute, and it was crucial.
Yeah, and the two words really that come to mind with Tyler are resiliency and accountability, really. And his resiliency to come back from the injury, to continue to work, even though he wasn't seeing the results maybe early on, really it's a tribute to him, and then the accountability really of the whole team to one another and to serve one another and be ready to go. Even though he maybe wasn't, his number hadn't been called to that point, Steve, when his number was called, he showed up.
Yeah, and that's really the crucial part, because when you get into the playoffs and you're in the playoffs now, everybody's going to have to contribute. And even if they haven't had a chance or an opportunity, it comes up unexpectedly, you have to feel better, or at least use Tyler Croft's contribution as an example of be ready at any time because your moment could come.
Yeah, and we call it work while you wait, you know. And your time's going to come if you keep working. And that's true in life, and it's true in this case in football.
Sean, thanks for these insights. We're going to come back and get your final thoughts later in the show and get a preview of the New England Patriots.
Chopin' Wood is presented by St. Bonaventure University, the official education provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back to the Sean McDermott Show, everybody. We're here for the segment with Eric Wood and the segment we call Chopping Wood, where we're going to break down the game tape of last week's win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Eric, Last week we spoke to Sean McDermott, and he told us that, listen, we got to win the turnover battles when you're playing a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, and certainly the Bills' defense showed up big on Sunday Night Football.
They did. In coming to the game, a lot was made out of the Pittsburgh Steelers' defense, leading the league in sacks, leading the league in turnovers, and what the Bills were able to do in Pittsburgh was flip the script. They forced five turnovers. They sacked the quarterback four times.
Yeah, and this is one of those games where it started right off the top, first series for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's Trey White on a 3rd and 9 where this turns into a little bit of a short punt for the Steelers. Nevertheless, it's a turnover.
Yeah, Trey White has been having an absolutely incredible season with two picks in Pittsburgh. He now ties for the league lead. And here, you're right, this is basically a glorified punt. But coming into this game, Devlin Hodges, he would throw a number of jump balls, and he just wasn't punished for them. And what the Bills' defensive backs were able to do, especially Trey White, was capitalize on those. So he's playing off coverage here, reads the route, doesn't break on the little stutter step because he gave Washington some cushion there, and he's able to come up with an easy interception. He actually bobbles it a little bit, does a great job of resetting his feet before going out of bounds to force the first turnover of the day.
And, of course, later at the end of the first half, Pittsburgh had a golden opportunity to swing the momentum after a pick of their own, an interception, and a long return. They get deep into Buffalo territory, but deep in their own end zone. It was Trent Murphy who stepped up, made a huge play to keep the score 7-3 going into halftime.
Yeah, so the Pittsburgh Steelers, because of their limited offense without Ben Roethlisberger, they've been implementing some Wildcat. And in the Wildcat, if it's not your bread and butter, if it's not something you do all the time, it can be tough. Well, this play starts off on the wrong foot because of a low snap. Well, the running back, James Conner, when you're in the Wildcat, you'll generally line up at 6 yards instead of 5. It causes a low snap if you're not careful of it. It's happened to me before in my career. The low snap causes, you know, a misfire with the running back on the read. And Trent Murphy, who's in the backfield with a ton of penetration, able to get his hand on the ball before the running back's able to secure it. And then the Buffalo Bills rally to the football, a team that's always hustling. And, of course, they're going to come away with the football.
Fast forward to the third quarter. Tre'Davious White's game just got twice as nice as he basically runs the receiver's route for him. This almost was a complete pick six, but because of the angle of the offense, he couldn't quite get to the end zone. Tre'Davious White, though, this was a game changer.
It was a game changer, and Tre'Davious White makes another incredible play. And after he picks this ball off, the lead blockers out in front, Kevin Johnson, just assumes that this offensive lineman, Matt Filer, would not be able to track him down. Don't doubt these offensive linemen, Steve. Some of them can run. I was known to track down an interception or two in my day. And here he's able to force Trey White out of bounds, which ended up being a really big play for them to stay in the game at this point. But credit Tre'Davious White. He's been making huge plays for the Bills all season. And here you see another one. Love the coaches trying to track him down the sideline. Eventually, you just let him go because he's going to outrun you.
Now further down into crunch time, you got to give the Steelers credit. It's still a one-score game, but however, right after the two-minute drill, Jordan Poyer, again, he's around the football. He pulls down the third interception of the game, and this one very nearly could have ended it.
Yeah, it could have, and this is another huge play by the Bills defense. The Bills ran this pressure a number of times. They lined up in a double A-gap look, and they would fire Tremaine Edmonds, and he would create immediate pressure on the quarterback. The reason Tremaine Edmonds is coming here is because Marquise Pouncey, the center, he slides to Milano. So at that point, Milano will drop. Now they know James Conner has to pick up Tremaine Edmonds, and now here comes the pressure off the left edge coming free. Devlin Hodges has to rush the throw. To him, this play seems open, but it's not because you have Poyer in the middle of the field playing center field. Initially, he starts outside of the right hash. Well, it's what the safeties always do. They're disguising coverage. He retreats back to the middle of the field, able to come away with a fairly easy interception here for himself.
Eric, thanks for your insight. Let's hope the defense continues this onslaught of turnovers. It's always a huge thing and a huge boost, particularly in New England, one of the most difficult venues for anybody to go into and be successful. Let's wish the Bills all the luck in the world this weekend. Thanks, Eric.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment.
Maddie Glab here with this week's game preview. In Week 16, the 10-4 Buffalo Bills head to Foxborough to take on the AFC East leaders and the 11-3 New England Patriots. The division is still up for grabs, and it all begins with the Bills beating the Patriots. This matchup is the latest the division has been decided since 2008. The Bills will face another stellar defense as they take on a top 10 defense for the fifth straight week. They allow the least total yards per game, the fewest first downs, and allow just 12.9 points per game. The Patriots have a plus 24 turnover ratio, the best in the league. Quarterback Tom Brady hasn't been his normal self in the last six games as he has had a tough time connecting with his receivers. Brady ranks 30th in the NFL, completing just 54.1% of his passes in the last six games. On Buffalo's side, over the last six games, the Bills' offense is averaging more than the Patriots, scoring 23.3 points per game. Tre'Davious White recorded two interceptions against the Steelers, making it his second game with two interceptions this season. That brings his total to six on the season, which is tied for the most in the league. Jordan Phillips has helped his secondary get interceptions with the pressure he brings, recording 9.5 sacks so far, which leads the team and is the second most by any defensive tackle. That's this week's game preview. Steve, back to you.
Thanks again, Maddie. And Coach, you had a chance to win and in, and you are. You're in. You won that game. And you know, it's always quite a moment, particularly when you do it in week 15 of the season where you got two games left. And you're already in the playoffs, got the 5 seed all wrapped up with bigger things perhaps on the horizon. Give us an idea of what that was like for your team to react to the fact that they've accomplished at least that at this point, and the fan reaction has been phenomenal.
Yeah, awesome. We had an opportunity to clinch, and you always want to clinch as soon as you can clinch, right? And so you can, take a lot out of that type of game. And that type of maturity and growth from our football team, from our young football team in particular, on being able to perform like they did in that game and then moving forward, how that should help us.
How do you handle these last 2 weeks? I mean, you certainly can't be satisfied with getting into the playoffs. Your team has bigger goals and you've grown to a point where you should expect bigger things. How do you handle it when you've got 2 weeks of football left and you're just kind of waiting for the tournament to start?
Well, it's about competing, too. I mean, the tournament will start in a couple weeks here, and we're in it. That's the only thing that's guaranteed right now. But outside of that, it's how do we continue to grow between now and then? And that starts with this week against New England.
Sean, congratulations on the playoff berth. Thanks for being with us today, and thank you at home for watching us today. We're going to come back next week, recap the New England game, and also look forward to Week 17, the final regular season game of the year against the New York Jets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Sean McDermott Show is sponsored by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment. And by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese, the official cheese of the Buffalo Bills.